Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Scott McCain, and welcome to another edition of Create Distinction in Sales and Customer Service. We talk about what does it take to stand out in a very crowded marketplace. As you know, it's never been tougher in business to stand out. We are overwhelmed by messages. So what does it take to get yours through? What does it take to get across what makes you distinctive in such a difficult, difficult market? And there is one of the fundamental challenges. Do you know what makes you different? One of the things that I've experienced over many years in helping organizations and individual professionals understand the principles of what it takes to be distinctive is that many are great at identifying what makes other organizations or sometimes even the competition more distinctive than they might be from competitors, but they have a really rough time examining what their points of interest are, what their unique points are. In the old days in sales training, they used to talk about your unique selling proposition, the USP, the unique selling proposition. What was it that you brought to the customer that was unique in terms of how you sold them that was original from that of the competition? Well, one of the challenges, it seems to me today, is that having a unique selling proposition isn't enough, simply because it is so easy for competitors to imitate you at the drop of a hat. There was a story I related in my first book, All Business is Show Business, about how competitors used to buy the printers of HP when HP had a dominant lead in the printing marketplace, with even back in the days of dot matrix printers, which is about like your father walking to school, that is so old. They would buy the printers for HP and they'd just tear them apart, and then they would be able to reproduce them. And all of a sudden, the product advantages, patents be damned, but the product advantages that one competitor had could be eroded by the other. They could get to the market very quickly with a product that was about the same. I think unless you're Apple, it's very difficult to differentiate your product. But what you can differentiate for most of us out there, whether it's a small business or a large one, is how you serve and how you sell. How do you approach those customers? What do you approach them with? How do you focus on what their needs are as opposed to your need to sell your product? How do you serve them in a unique way? You know, Southwest Airlines has been overused as an example for way too long. But one of the things I noticed about Southwest is the Boeing 737 is the same as every other airline is flying. It's what happens on the inside of the plane with how they treat their customers that makes the major, major difference. When you stop and think about it, the shoes that Nordstrom sells are not unique in most situations to Nordstrom. Yet the approach that they use, the way that they serve their customers, and the way they sell them makes them unique in the department store marketplace. Here's an important point of how you can create distinction in sales and customer service. How you serve has to become how you sell. Let me repeat that for you. How you serve has to become how you sell. In other words, we used to teach in sales training that service was the first step of the next sale. It's not that way anymore. Service is the first part of the first sale. Service is the first part of this sale. How you decide to serve your customers will determine how you sell them. And how you sell them will be how they take that you will be serving them. If I go to a car lot and the salesperson there at the auto dealer is a slick, fast-talking huckster, what do I presume about the care that that service department will provide my automobile once I've purchased it? In other words, if you aren't prepared to serve distinctly, you probably aren't selling distinctly either. The single most important question that any company, any professional can be asking in today's marketplace is simply this. How can my customers tell the difference between us and the competition? What does it take to stand out in today's marketplace? What does it take so that your customers can tell the difference? And by the way, if you aren't certain how your customers can tell the difference, here's a terrifying exercise. Ask them. It's amazing what you can find out when you simply ask a customer what they think. Why did you do business with us? What do you find about us to be unique from the competition? if you find that customers give a very different answer than what you expect, then you got a congruency problem. And you also have a lot of work to do to catch up with your customer demands. It's critical that you serve distinctly and sell uniquely. And the way you do that is to begin by understanding the importance of creating distinction. We'll have more short podcasts on the importance of creating distinction coming your way very soon. This is Scott McCain. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you soon.